My next guest is Matt Rosenberg. He's the author of a new book called What Next, Chicago? Notes of a Pissed Off Native Son. Matt Rosenberg on the hotline as we continue our march towards Friday, halfway through Wednesday. Matt Rosenberg, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jimmy. Thanks for having me on.
Crime numbers across America are way up. A 30% increase in violent crime pretty much across the board. You're native of Chicago, and you've watched the crime rate in Chicago spiral for the last many years. And so let's kind of talk about this. You have a book out called What Next, Chicago? Notes of a Pissed Off Native Son. My fear is Chicago's been leading the way for a spike in violent crime. Now it's spreading across the country. I'm afraid as Chicago goes when it comes to crime, the nation will go.
That's a very good point. In fact, not just with respect to crime, but if we can't pull our big cities together in America, the nation as a whole is headed for a very bad place, Jimmy. We've got in Chicago not only spiraling violent crime, we've got a broken court system that puts criminals right back out on the street all too often to do more of what they do. We've got very broken public schools. We've got endemic corruption and rigged rules of governance. Then the fiscal piece of it in a lot of our big cities, Chicago and New York City being prime examples, the fiscal piece of government management is very broken. We've got a staggering amount of public employee pension debt, which leads to higher and higher taxes and fees. And so we have an exodus of many people from the city. Things are just going downhill fast.
Matt Rosenberg is my guest. The name of the book is called What Next, Chicago? Notes of a Pissed Off Son. Talk about your interest. Give us a little bit of background. Besides being an author, your interest in watching the crime rate and just being angry at what's happening in your city of Chicago.
Absolutely. Well, Jimmy, you know, there's a great duality to Chicago. It's a great city in many, many ways. The culture, the music, the architecture, the intellectual firepower of the people there, the capability and human potential. It's in many ways all the best things that a great American city can be, but also all the worst. And so my deal is I grew up there. I moved there in 1964 at the age of 6, and I lived there for the next 30 years. So growing up, coming of age, getting married, and I saw the changes happening. And then last year, looking at Chicago blow up after the death of George Floyd, blowing up like other cities, I thought, you know, I've got to go back there and dig in deep. So I did that. I moved into a historic neighborhood where 5 different Irish mayors of Chicago have come from, including 2 Daleys, a neighborhood called Bridgeport. I moved in and I started going down into the deep South Side to talk to Black people, particularly in their homes and workplaces, about what they thought was really going on. And I learned a lot about faith and family. I learned a lot about the low expectations that official Chicago, including our mayor, Lori Lightfoot, have for Black people, how they think that Black people are perpetually harmed by something they call systemic racism, when in fact the real problem is systemic misrule. Is a term I use, by an urban political elite that's largely Blacks and Latinos now. So I heard success stories on the South Side, Jimmy. I talked to people who are making it work and who are lighting the way, and I think we need to hear more about that. So that was a big part of my motivation, to get at the crime and the courts and all the stuff that's broken, but also to shine a light on what's going right.
The voice of Matt Rosenberg, his latest book is called What Next, Chicago? Notes of a Pissed Off Native Son. As crime surges across America, Chicago's overachieving at about this time when crime is surging 30% across America, even more so. You know, what amazes me about the story of Chicago, and you're right, these big cities all especially in the black community. They've been misrepresented and misled, and they're just mismanaged. And it's the black community that suffers a lot of the brunt of this violence, which is sad. And I'm amazed after the George Floyd time and all this violence that has been on the streets really for years in parts of Chicago, we're upset about a police officer shooting a black young man or whatever, and riots break out. Every weekend is a death festival of black young men and even black children in Chicago. And for some reason, no one seems to be outraged at those black lives that get lost and killed every week in Chicago. That's always, I can't reconcile the difference. Why don't those lives seem to matter?
I talked to black people on the south side of Chicago who said the very same thing, Jimmy. They said, well, if black lives matter, somebody needs to tell us. What about all these lives that are taken every day and every week? I mean, you've got grandmas, you've got little girls. There's a huge hypocrisy there. There's another huge hypocrisy in Chicago because there's so much talk about equity. And this is part of the whole social equity, social justice construct. But if you look at the perpetual corruption and how now blacks and Latinos in political office have done what the Irish and Italians did and the Polish for many years in Chicago, which is basically sticking their hand deep into the cookie jar, right?
Yeah.
Because we like to let that happen there. It's one thing to talk about equity for the great unwashed masses, you know, and then it's another when you get in office to practice inequity. The people who are wired, the people who are connected, are doing what those people have always done, only the complexion of the game has changed a little bit. And there's a fundamental misconception of what equity means. You know, equity is something you earn. Equity is not something that's passed out like a door prize, and that's how it's discussed now. And an awful lot of this goes back, sadly, to the universities and colleges in our land. And I'm sure that will come as no shock to you, Jimmy, or your listeners. But the people running our cities now have been trained as social justice warriors, you know, for the last 30 and 40 years. So you got prosecutors, mayors, city council members, high-ranking administrators and bureaucrats are all schooled in making excuses and basically saying that black people cannot achieve. They're too oppressed by the white man. And that puts an awful lot of power in the hands of the white man and assumes that black individuals have no agency, no capability. So that's one of the most pernicious things that's going on. But it ties back to the black-on-black violence that you raised, because that's not something that you can challenge. It's hard to say that's the white man's fault. So the best thing then is to ignore it and just wait for a white cop to do something, to a black guy. So we end up in a very funny place with that way of thinking.
The name of the book is called What Next, Chicago? Notes of a Pissed Off Native Son, but you can change the name of the city and see some of the same policies. Urban progressivism has failed those that it claims to help. Matt Rosenberg, kind of brings me to my final question. You moved back into Chicago. I mean, you used to drive a yellow cab there. I mean, you've got history there. You moved away. You moved back. And you start looking into this, and you talk to people on the streets, and they say, yeah, Black Lives Matter. What about this that just happened on the south side of Chicago last weekend or the weekend before? Why is nothing changing? If people on the streets recognize this is the dilemma, this is the problem, these politicians are failing us, how is it that the same types of politicians, whether a Lightfoot or a Daley, why is it that they continue to stay in power and something doesn't change?
We need a bottom-up revolution. I see signs of one beginning. People are getting tired of this, what I call racial essentialism. But we need, I think, first of all, we need a leader of color to be the next mayor. The election is in 2023. New York has a good turnabout ahead of it now. Eric Adams may not be perfect, but this guy who's going to be the next mayor of New York, he's black. He's a former cop. He supports school choice. He supports letting police do their job. It's a very good start, a huge turnabout from Bill de Blasio in Chicago. We need someone with moral authority who has experience in government and who is Black or Latino, I think, to step up and run and win as the next mayor. At the same time, we've got to have more bottom-up work from the churches and the neighborhood groups and individuals coming out to vote, because we've got horrid voter turnout. So why has it not changed? I think people start to feel they can't make any difference, that things are always going to be the way they're going to be. So they get a gun to protect themselves and in most cases try and stay out of trouble. But trouble finds everybody is the big problem.
Yeah. The voice of Matt Rosenberg. Matt, again, the name of the book is What Next, Chicago? Notes of a Pissed Off Native Son. What's the takeaway for somebody that lives in, let's say, Denver, somebody that lives in Houston or Dallas? Obviously, there's lessons to be learned because there, except for the grace of God, we go the way of Chicago. What is the lesson? Somebody in Denver or Dallas or Houston or Albuquerque, they should be reading this book because there's a lesson. What is it?
The lesson is, number one, that living with moral authority matters in every household of every city, and that all it takes is roughly 5% of your households to be living without moral authority, which means, in part, parents are not doing their job, not keeping an eye on the young men and women. Then you're going to slide. So I would say that's lesson number one, Jimmy. Lesson number two is policy matters. So when you start seeing the teachers union pushing for a cap on charter school growth in your city, watch out for that. When you start to see Democratic legislators trying to kill a state income tax credit incentive for private school scholarships, say trying to kill a pilot program that's been established, your antennae should go up. When you start to see the prosecutor dropping prosecutions for all kinds of harebrained reasons, you should be on guard and take countermanding action. So moral authority matters, and the nuances of public policy matter a lot. So be on it, be vigilant, and work it. And leadership matters, political leadership.
Matt, I got to stop us. Matt Rosenberg, the name of his book is called What Next, Chicago? Notes of a Pissed Off Native Son. Matt, I'm sure it's available anywhere that fine books are sold, Amazon. Everybody can pick up a copy of it. And what's your website, real quick?
You bet. And it's Amazon and Barnes & Noble online only. And my website is called Chicago Schooled, with a K in it, chicagoschooled.com.
You got it. Matt Rosenberg, congrats on the book. I've enjoyed the conversation immensely. Lessons to be learned for all of us city dwellers. Don't go the way of Chicago. There's a way to not. Everybody stand by. It's Lakey on the radio, 600 KCOL.
From the DuckDuckGo.